The state officials went after the operators of the website GIBill.com. It's run by an online marketing company called QuinStreet, and the state's claim its only purpose was to try and funnel veteran and service member benefits under the post-9/11 GI Bill into private, for-profit educational institutions, many of which offered degrees that were much more expensive and far less valuable than what veterans could have gotten at state universities or community colleges. Jack Conway, the Kentucky Attorney General, says the operators of GIBill.com trying to deceive service members and veterans into believing they were dealing with an official government website. And in many cases, they succeeded.
We took a look at more than 8,000 emails between the site and the veterans that were accessing it, and we found a significant number of those individuals obviously thought that they were communicating with the government. Some of those communications contained Social Security numbers, Veterans Affairs accounts, and practices that were unconscionable and deceptive, and they were violative of our state consumer protection laws.
Under the terms of the settlement announced yesterday, QuinStreet will give up control of the GIBill.com domain name sometime during the next 10 days. They'll turn it over to the Department of Veterans Affairs, which will redirect all incoming traffic to its own GIBill website. They'll also pay $2.5 million to settle the consumer protection claims the state's brought and agree to several safeguards intended to make it clear on any other websites the company runs that they are not affiliated with the U.S. government. In a statement, QuinStreet called the domain name a donation to VA and says it's a leader in ethical online marketing practices. The states clearly disagree. Lisa Madigan is the Attorney General of Illinois.
Earlier this month, I spoke at the VFW convention in Springfield, Illinois. And after my remarks, a young veteran came up to me. He looked me in the eye and he said to me that the number one issue facing his generation of veterans was the growing number of predatory companies who were set on going after their GI Bill benefits instead of truly creating opportunity for our veterans. QuinStreet aided and abetted this growing problem by deceptively marketing its website as a government-sponsored, unbiased source of information for veterans and service members who were looking to better themselves by getting a higher education degree. In reality, QuinStreet's GI Bill website turned out to be nothing more than a slick advertisement for proprietary schools that paid QuinStreet to be featured on its site.
As of today, the site prominently announces that it is not affiliated with the federal government, but according to screenshots taken before the legal action, GIBill.com offered itself as a directory of what it called GI Bill schools and schools that accept the GI Bill. All of them were for-profit colleges. But according to Scott Gould, the VA's deputy secretary, the GI Bill can be used just about anywhere.
You can go to any kind of school that you want, four-year, community college, or a technical school. We've paid $20 billion in benefits in the last 2.5 years to over 750,000 individuals. So it would be of particular concern to the VA if we felt that our veterans were being hurt or misled in trying to gain the use of those benefits.
Gould didn't say they are being hurt or misled, but Iowa Senator Tom Harkin does. He is the chairman of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which conducted an investigation of the for-profit college industry. He concluded that because of the generous benefits of the post-9/11 GI Bill, corporate colleges view service members as dollar signs in uniform.
That's how the for-profit colleges were looking at our GIs, not as individuals who have borne the brunt of battle, who need to be helped with their further education, but as dollar signs in uniforms, and that's what they went after. My staff determined that 37% of our new GI Bill dollars were going to for-profits. 8 out of the 10 top recipients of new GI Bill dollars were for-profit colleges. But I couldn't understand why so many veterans were enrolling in these schools given their terrible track record. Well, that's when I learned about MilitaryFriendlySchools.com, GIBill.com, just two of those sites operated by QuinStreet without any disclosures. When we looked at the methodology used by them to determine if a school was, quote, military friendly, you know how they determined if a school was military friendly? By the number of GIs they recruited. Not how many they graduated, not the support services they gave it, but how many they recruited. And then they turned out to be military-friendly schools.
Harkin and other lawmakers want to take other steps to protect veterans from being misled by deceptive websites and other marketers. The VA has already applied to trademark the phrase GI Bill, but there are concerns that the application won't stand up under existing trademark law. So one congressional proposal would write into law that VA has exclusive use of that phrase. And Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, the assistant majority leader, was a bit dismayed that Congress hasn't done much on the issue of fraudulent recruiting by for-profit colleges.
It's reached a point now where you can get little or nothing done when you take on the for-profit schools in Congress. Why? They own every lobbyist in this town. And if you want to know the specifics on it, just ask any of my colleagues. We've all been through it. You want to meet everyone you ever served with in Congress, take on the for-profit schools. Because they'll come in and visit your office and say, you just don't understand, we represent the good guys. Have you heard that one before, Tom? Well, these are not the good guys. What the for-profit schools are doing to students and their families across America is shameful. What they are doing to veterans is disgraceful. Disgraceful. The exploitation of these veterans' one-time life package of benefits to give them a chance to have a great life before them is being exploited by these schools. The GAO said, incidentally, these for-profit schools charge twice as much on average as any other college or university when it comes to the GI Bill. Twice as much.
Senators and state AGs who gathered for a press conference on the issue declined to say that every for-profit school is acting in a predatory fashion, but they argued it's a race to the bottom and that for-profit schools that operate ethically can't compete with those that don't. Kentucky Attorney General Conway says the for-profit educational industry is more a product of Wall Street than of academia.
We've been preparing to announce this for about 36 hours. I can't tell you how many financial reporting companies have called trying to figure out what we're doing. How many hedge funds have called trying to figure out what we're doing. And these are public companies taking your taxpayer dollars to deliver a product that's really, in many instances, not doing what we need it to do.
In a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, QuinStreet said GI Bill never made a significant contribution to its revenue anyway. Wall Street also brushed off the settlement. The company's shares traded higher when the NASDAQ exchange closed than when the day began. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.